Certainly that TV host speaks for a multitude today who hope against hope that somehow, some way, they will find a way to make it to heaven in the end. But we must not deceive ourselves on a topic of eternal importance. Have you ever noticed how people ask others about their New Year's Eve plans? Many people discuss, will you spend eternity? About as casually as they talk about, what are your plans for the New Year's Eve? But New Year's Eve is just a few hours out of a lifetime, while eternity is forever. These words of Jesus are both an invitation as well as a warning. God invites the whole world to be saved. That's the good news of the gospel. But the invitation has a condition. Salvation is only through Christ. You cannot rewrite the invitation to read through good works or through being nice or being popular or having the best TV show or through being even religious or for attending church every Sunday or having perfect attendance at Sunday school or even through Bible study. God offers salvation through Christ and only through Christ, exclusively. It's easy to put off deciding, isn't it? I read about a pastor who went to the service station at the start of a holiday weekend intending to fill his tank with gas. But he discovered a long line of people waiting to do the same thing. When he got to the pump, the attendant said, "I'm sorry, Pastor, but it seems like everyone waited until the last minute to get ready for a trip. They knew that they were going on all along." The pastor smiled and said, "I know what you mean. I've got the same problem in my business." Jesus came that the world might be saved. That certainly includes you and me because we are part of the sinful world for which Christ died. At some point, you have to do business with the Son of God. You can't put it off forever. C.S. Lewis framed it this way. Look at yourself, and you will find in the long run only hatred, loneliness, despair, rage, ruin, and decay. But look for Christ, and you will find him, and with him, everything else thrown in. It's a package. Jesus stands at the end of life's road for all of us. There can be no middle ground. To ignore him is the same as to dislike him. Because you end up without him either way. But no one can ignore him forever. We all have an appointment with Christ sooner or later. Every single one of us. Let me suggest that what John 3:17 should say to us today, first, it means we will never meet a hopeless sinner. To be sure, we'll meet men and women who feel their situation is hopeless and that others may deem hopeless. They are like the man I spoke with on the radio who feared that he had committed the unpardonable sin. In a fit of rage, he had cursed God and said he no longer believed. But now, deeply convicted by the Holy Spirit, he sought to find peace with God, but feared all hope was gone. I told him that even a man who had blasphemed God could be saved because Christ did not come to condemn him, but to save him. In a sense, this man proved that the truth of John 3:17 itself, because he had already condemned himself by confessing his foul blasphemy, he was now an excellent candidate for the grace of God. We all know the night seems darkest just before the dawn. So it was for this man, but I told him that if he turned to Christ and asked for mercy, he would be saved and all his sins, including the sin of blasphemy, could be forgiven in one shining moment. Let us take this truth to heart as we share Christ with others. You never met a hopeless sinner, and you never will. As long as there is life, there is hope, because Christ died and rose again. Anyone, anywhere, in any situation can be saved if they will only turn from their sin and trust Christ as their Savior. There is a second truth which is equally glorious. The gospel that saves others saves us also. If the truth be told, apart from Christ, we are all hopeless sinners, because our sins have condemned us already. Our sins stand like a mighty mountain separating us from God. It's too high to climb over, too deep to tunnel under, too wide to walk around. Only a supernatural miracle can remove that mountain of sin. But that's what the gospel does. It removes the mountain, not just some of it, but all of it, not over time, but instantaneously. And it happens the moment we trust Christ. Let's tell the world this amazing news. God did not send his son to condemn you. He sent his son to save you. You can be saved through Christ. There's enough gospel in John 3:17 to save the whole world. It's the verse that explains why John 3:16 is true. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He did not send his son to condemn the world. He sent his son that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. These two verses fit perfectly together. Let's believe them both and share them both, because this is the good news the world needs to hear.